From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Senate today voted to strip nearly $2 billion from emergency funding for the war in Iraq and to use that money instead for bolstering security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats criticized that move as robbing Peter to pay Paul. Republicans called it fiscally sound and good for moving a stalled immigration bill. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Republicans and Democrats alike have talked for weeks in the Senate about the need for better border security as they've debated rewriting immigration rules. So there was no disagreement today over making a down payment of $1.9 billion on border security as part of the supplemental spending bill. The dispute was over how to pay for it. Republicans proposed doing it by slicing off nearly 3% of the $72 billion meant mainly for the war in Iraq. Democrats offered a similar rival amendment, as Tennessee Republicans and Lamar Alexander noted.
Except it pretends that money comes out of thin air, that it grows on trees, that it just comes from nowhere. It's the thing we see time and time again around here, whereby someone comes up with an essential good idea, but with no way to pay for it. So we just print the money.
For Minority Leader Harry Reid, hearing his Republican colleagues complain about spending money that's not there was a bit rich.
I think it's rather unusual to have the majority coming to the floor now suddenly getting qualms of conscience about these deficits that have been run up by President Bush and his administration. Trillions of dollars. Not billions, trillions.
And New York Democrat Hillary Clinton accused Republicans of presenting the Senate with what she called a false, cheap choice.
We're not asked to sacrifice anything. The only people who sacrifice on a daily basis are the young men and women wearing our uniform. And now we're standing up here and with a straight face saying that we're going to cut their body armor funds, we're going to cut the IED research program, we're going to cut the death gratuity so we can score political points and act like all of a sudden we've become fiscally responsible.
New Hampshire Republican Judd Gregg sponsored the measure shifting military money to the border. He said it does not tell the Pentagon where those funds should be cut.
And so to come down here and allege that these funds are going to come out of the needs of the people who are on the front lines in Iraq or Afghanistan is pure poppycock.
Gregg's border security amendment was portrayed by Majority Leader Bill Frist as a prerequisite for passing the stalled immigration bill.
Securing our borders is the first step for any action that we need to take in terms of more comprehensive reform in immigration, an issue that we debated for 2 weeks on the floor, now beginning about a month ago, an issue that we will come back to. But border security is first, it is foremost.
Another Republican, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, said today's vote for border security money may be just what's needed to move four or five Republicans into the ranks of those who support wider immigration legislation.
And they can't get there from here because border security really is an impediment. Until you do that first, they don't feel comfortable. They can, I think, now say we've done something serious on border security.
That's because the money approved today appears near certain to be spent, even though every cent of it will have to be borrowed. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.